One of the funniest moments that I remember was after my mother had passed away, my brother and I decided to put together an inner tubing trip on the Yadkin River in North Carolina. My mother used to do inner tubing trips when we were little kids. So when we decided to do this after she passed away, it was a great way to get together a bunch of old friends and have a whole bunch of fun and just kind of memorialize something. And so we got put our trip together, and we all put in upriver, and we were floating down, and you know, we were eating sandwiches and drinking beers as you do. And about halfway down, we stop on an island on the river, which is where we'd stop and really eat our lunch. And we got to this rocky little shore on the island and got out of our inner tubes, and we're eating our sandwiches. And my brother and I's friend, Joey Burnham, was standing out in about waist-high water, about like 30 yards away from Uncle Mike. And I'll never forget the words that he said loud and clear. He said, "Hey, Mike, I bet you can't hit me in the head with that rock." My brother was holding about a rock about the size of a golf ball. And he got a little grin on his face, and he let it launch. Never did we think, of course, that he'd actually hit Joey Burnham in the head with a rock. We wouldn't try and do that. He's our friend, right? We wouldn't do that. And the rock went up in the air, and we all just all of a sudden froze, including Joey Burnham. He also froze. And it was like it happened in slow motion. We watched the rock fly up into the air and then come down square in the middle of his forehead. And Joey, he was just stood there like he was waiting to receive it. He was standing there. I couldn't believe he didn't get out of the way. And as soon as that rock hit him, you know, and he fell backwards into the water, came up out of the water, blood gushing out of his forehead. We rushed to his aid, and we dragged him to shore and wrapped him in a bandage. But still, we had another, 3 hours to go on the inner tubing trip before we got home. To get him home was quite a chore. We had to put him in a little small boat, the only boat on the whole trip, and everyone else had to go in the inner tubes. And we made him lie down and kept him awake, and we got home. And then we were going to have a barbecue at the house, and we told him very clearly, we were like, "Joey, you have to stay here because you probably have a concussion, and you can't go to sleep. You need to stay with us, and we need to make sure you're okay." So we got to barbecuing. We turned around, and Joey was gone. We couldn't find him anywhere. And we tried calling him. He wouldn't answer his phone. We didn't know where he had gone. Anyway, we kept barbecuing, and we were worried about him, but we didn't know what else to do. We figured he'd gone home. And then the next day, we get a call from him, and he recounts the story, which was really funny. He said that he'd had a bad headache, and he was, you know, he still had this big bloody injury on his forehead. And he went home, and he laid down on the couch. As soon as he got home, he just kind of passed out on the couch, face up. But he woke to the sounds of shrieking and screaming. And he looked up, and his roommate was standing over him, shrieking and screaming, "Oh my God, oh my God, Joey's been murdered."